While America's attention has been focused on the recent presidential election, the resistance over the North Dakota Access Pipeline continues. Locally, protesters from all over Oregon gathered at the Capitol Building in Capitol State Park in Salem over the weekend to voice their opposition to the ongoing construction.
We have reached 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and pretty soon our Mother Earth will not be able to sustain life in general. And then I'm alarmed that I heard that 70% of the animals will be disappearing by 2020. So that is why I am here. I'm standing with Standing Rock to protect Mother Earth and the water of life.
How many spills do we need till we will be having to drink oil? I mean, it's just contamination. That pipeline, what, a week ago that exploded from a cat that backed up into it, one person dead, two people severely burned.
If we stand united with everybody, if we spread the word, if we at least educate people on things that are going on that maybe they don't know about, maybe it'll touch somebody that can do something, you know? So I'm here to stand with Standing Rock and to support our future generations and to protect Mother Earth.
For the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which I'm a member of, and so even though I'm born here, having, you know, good, clean drinking water is important, and coming from the reservation, there's not much there, so we got to protect what they have, and water is essential for life.
I stand with Standing Rock. I want clean water for our people, for our children, for, you know, for everybody, and I just, you know, I'm Lakota, I'm Native American myself, and it's just a really, you know, strong emotional thing for me, and I wish that I want to do anything I can.
Event organizer Leslie Bradley.
I am an enrolled member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. It is my tribe that is standing there, and I wanted to show my solidarity and standing with them, even though I couldn't go there. And I know so many other people want to go there, but they can't. But they want to show their support, and so this was for those people too who wanted to speak up and say, I support them. I cannot go there, but I support them.
So as we're here in front of the Capitol building, you know, this is where all our lawmakers are. What are you hoping they take as action steps to help support the Standing Rock protesters?
Well, our current lawmakers in the state of Oregon also need to look at what we're doing currently here in Oregon. There is another protest on the 14th that is protesting the LNG pipeline down in Jordan Cove, down in Klamath Falls area. And there's some permits pending there, so I'd like them to take a look at those permits and say, can we block this? I mean, it's not good for us either. It's not good for Standing Rock. It's not good for all the people who live near these waters and rivers that we're trying to go under and over and frack and do these easements to make it possible for them. They need to look at the easements. The easements are a real issue. As currently is happening right now in Standing Rock, they're continuing to pursue the Dakota Access Line, even though they don't have one of the easements that they need.
Actions against the pipeline continue to take place around the world, including sit-in protests against those companies funding the pipeline. In North Dakota, water protectors are still being met with physical force by law enforcement and private security. There are no plans to leave the construction site by either side as water protectors prepare to stay through the upcoming North Dakota winter. There is a nationwide day of action planned for tomorrow, November 15th. For the KBOO News, I'm Jenny Yokoyama.